Hello everyone and welcome to Design Your Life Podcast with Dennis C. And welcome to 2024. I hope you guys are excited as I am. Tammy and I have been designing our lives, asking the hard questions the past few weeks. And today I'll talk about something that we've discussed, something that we have to face, a question that is very hard to answer, which is this year, 2024, do I risk or not risk? I love how Bruce Lee once said, don't fear failure. Not failure, but low aim is the crime. In great attempts, it is glorious even to fail. You know, admit it, everybody fails. I fail. People I looked up to have failed in life. Great men fail. Even those who are very careful not to fail, fail. Just the act of not trying is already a failure. As people of God, don't ever aim low. It is a sin not to step out in faith. Remember that the road to success is often littered with failure. Attempt great things for God. If we aim high but hit lower than the goal, then it's okay. But aim low, and even if you hit the target, you will know you could have done better. I don't know if you can live with that truth. I had a man approach me about his work. You know, he's really great at work, but his salary does not reflect his art. He was aiming low. He could be great if he attempted greater things, but the temptation to be normal, boring, and average was kind of sweet for him. However, the problem with that is that you only achieve a little. Have you ever seen a happy person who has always played it safe? Failure is a baby step to fulfilling your God-given dreams. Innovation guru David Kelly said, "Fail faster, succeed sooner." Mark Twain said something similar. 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did. Michael Jordan, the most successful basketball player who ever played the game of basketball, has this to say when it comes to success. I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times, I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed. Remember this, winners try. They try and fail. They risk and they fail. They try and they win. They risk again and succeed. You can't live your life afraid of failure. It's part of the process of success. To not try is to decide to fail already. It means living your life full of what ifs. Learn from your mistakes. Learn from your experiences. Do not despise the days of failure. Make it your goal this year to aim higher, trash mediocre goals, embrace greatness. Remember, playing it safe in a constantly shifting world might be the riskiest move of all. This year, the landscape is ripe with possibilities for those willing to step outside their comfort zone. Taking risks is not a reckless sprint, it's a strategic marathon. It involves understanding the terrain, seizing the right opportunities, and sometimes, yes, failing forward. In 2024, the risk isn't just about you. It's about the impact you make. It's about making a difference, touching lives, and creating meaningful change. So, as we take risks, let's focus on the bigger picture, the positive influence we can have on the world. 2024 is a canvas awaiting your bold strokes. The risks you take today might just become the stories of triumph tomorrow. Embrace uncertainty, seek growth, and don't fear the occasional stumble. Keep taking those calculated leaps, and until next time, keep pushing boundaries, stay audacious, and keep riding those waves of change. Remember, God did not give you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and of sound mind. This is Dennis C. encouraging you to take risks today. 2024, let it be the year of risks for all of us. God bless you guys, and see you again in the next episode of Design Your Life Podcast.